This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Saudi stocks fell sharply on Sunday after attacks on two plants at the heart of the kingdom's oil industry a day earlier knocked out more than half of Saudi crude output. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
The drone attacks on Saudi Arabia's Aramco oil plants on Saturday may knock out more than half of the country's oil output. The state-run company says the strikes mean production will be cut by 5.7 million barrels per day. That's more than 5% of the world's crude supply. And all of this comes at a time when Aramco is gearing up for a stock market listing. But stocks fell sharply on Sunday, and the decline has extended a losing spree, which in recent weeks have been hit by expensive valuations, weak oil prices, and concerns about the economic outlook. Aramco gave no timeline for when output would resume.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. People in the Bahamas are continuing to clean up today after getting brushed by Tropical Storm Humberto. Humberto is expected to strengthen into a hurricane by Sunday night, when it is projected to be well east of Florida's east coast in the Atlantic Ocean. It's been a difficult week in Afghanistan peace talks, and NATO's operational commander said allies anticipate increased violence on the ground as Afghan presidential elections inch closer. U.S. Air Force General Todd Walters, NATO's Supreme Allied Commander Europe, told a small group of reporters that Afghan elections probably won't be perfect, but the 29-member North Atlantic Alliance will plan and execute to the ends of the earth to try to make the September 28th vote as safe as possible. An official in India says a sightseeing boat has capsized on a swollen river in southern India, killing 12 people and leaving 35 others missing. A search operation is underway to try to find the missing people. For all the latest news, whenever you need it, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Protesters in Hong Kong threw bricks and Molotov cocktails at police on Sunday, capping another weekend of violence in the city. Reuters' Matthew Laratonda reports.
Protesters in Hong Kong threw bricks at police and Molotov cocktails on Sunday, capping another weekend of violence in the city. Police responded with water cannon and tear gas. The protests are in their fourth month. The withdrawal of the controversial Chinese extradition bill that sparked the civil unrest hasn't stopped it. Instead, it's morphed into broader demonstrations against Beijing and erosion of the island's autonomy. Protesters are also pleading for help from the West.
That's Reuters' Matthew Laratonda reporting. Tunisians went to the polls Sunday to elect a new president. 26 candidates are on the ballot, including Abdel Fattah Mourou. He says citizens should not forget their duty. He wants the people to be the final decision makers on who will be the next president. This is the country's second democratic presidential election. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu convened his final pre-election cabinet meeting on Sunday in a part of the West Bank he has vowed to annex if re-elected, and laid out a plan to build a new settlement there amid a last-ditch drive to galvanize his nationalistic base. The meeting, along with the new pledges, came despite an international outcry over Netanyahu's promise to annex the West Bank's Jordan Valley. Annexing the area, considered to be the heartland of any future Palestinian state, would all but extinguish any remaining Palestinian hopes for independence. Schools across New York State are beginning the academic year with a new tool intended to prevent student suicides and violence, and it involves guns. AP's Julie Walker has the story.
About a third of U.S. states have so-called red flag laws, which allow courts to temporarily take guns from people believed to be a danger to themselves or others. But New York is the first to implement legislation empowering schools, in addition to police and relatives, to petition courts. Supporters of red flag laws say the time teachers and other educators spend with students each day makes them uniquely suited to pick up on the kind of troubling behavior seen before recent school shootings. But opponents have raised concerns about due process and argue the laws can be used to take away guns from law-abiding citizens. Julie Walker, New York.
The U.S.-led coalition says good progress is being made in implementing a buffer zone in northern Syria along the Turkish border. Turkey and the United States last month agreed on the so-called security mechanism to create a buffer between the Turkish border and Syrian areas controlled by the Kurdish People's Protection Units. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
The 98.1. All the hits and more.